Reading from Psalm 33, verses 1, 2, and 3. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him with the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully. I'm looking at one of our special guests. And shout for joy. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 6, 2022. And I chose that verse primarily because we have a musician in the house.
Yes,
is that
we
how we would say it? There's a musician in the house, a skilled musician.
We call them pickers.
Pickers.
Oh.
And this
so
says
funny.
Play skillfully. But the thing I'm going to focus on, this is, I believe, written by David. I'm not positive it doesn't cite that, so it could be whoever got inspired to pen these words. But it does say, make music to him, talking about making music to the Lord, on the 10-string lyre. But you present, perform, utilize a steel guitar, and it's a 10-string guitar, right?
It's called a 10-string pedal steel guitar.
Voice is Lyle Clary.
Lyle Clary, one of our content contributors, who's going to read a story from this month's edition, the April edition of the Prime Life Times, the beloved publication that's informative, engaging, and positive. It's for the active lifestyle, so that really qualifies all of you because everyone's busy nowadays.
Well, not just that. Even if you're like wheelchair bound, you can be active, like conversing with friends or just whatever.
Yeah, engaged.
Engaged and active for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm almost wheelchair bound. I've bruised my heel by stepping off a curb, and I'm healing.
You're healing. Your heel is healing. You don't look wheelchair bound, Lyle.
Well, it hurts.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I said to Marianne, as Lyle and I were telling some stories, or I was listening to Lyle recount various things on various subjects, and I said, it's like having a little mini Rob here.
You said Rob Jr.
Yeah,
you didn't
Rob
say mini to you.
That's right.
If it weren't Rob, I would not be here, I'll tell you.
That's nice.
And we're praying up Rob. He's still in rehab.
He is.
A successful heart surgery, but it's a long haul. I mean,
they
opened him up. It was like old-time surgery.
It was.
I keep telling him, my grandpa used to say, I'm heading for the poor farm. That's where Rob is, where the poor farm used to be. He's in a modern facility getting rehab.
Loving it, and it's kind of a divine... Well, loving the fact that he got in where he wanted
to be,
local, and he said the staff has been outstanding, and the healthcare people around him have been a joy to interact and help him with his rehab, and so he's very pleased how everything has turned out. It's a long haul. I mean, that kind of major heart surgery, but he's got his humor back,
I know he's on the mend because he's got his humor back.
Hi, Rob. We're talking about you.
Yeah, Rob, you got to be tuned in. So we have a lot going on Wednesday. We read from our beloved Prime Life Times. We have some listener letters laid out. And let me give just a couple other updates. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's this month. It's about 3 weeks away, April 23rd and April 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. both days, Saturday and Sunday. And those of you that have stopped by the Great News Media Center, we gave you one of those microwave packets of popcorn. So during this two-hour special event, you can pop up the popcorn and enjoy it. And you might be hearing some of the different little clips of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Les Joya put those together, and it gives you a little sneak preview. But there was, I think, 60 local cast members and people involved pulling it together. And it's going to be a great production. It'll be and it's a musical, so there's some singing along with all the recounting of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe as produced by the Great News Media Theater Troupe. Sometimes we say Great News Radio Theater Troupe, News Media Theater Troupe, but it's a great group.
Les did such a good job with those spots, and Kate is a wonder unto herself. I mean, that's amazing. You know, what she has done with the theater troupe, and you and Kate are a great team.
It took an effort of a lot of us, almost, I think, 2 years, Les literally probably 1,000 different sound effects, and he wanted to get the sparrow that's from England that has a little different sound than the American sparrow. That's how detailed he got with sound effects. You'll hear hundreds of them throughout.
I'm just so glad I know that fact.
Yeah,
I mean it. I am.
He really was very intentional. He goes, no, the British English, or the English sparrow sounds different than the American sparrow.
See, so God has two sparrows to keep track of. You know, his eyes on the sparrow. I love that.
Yep. So that'll be happening on Saturday and Sunday, April 23rd and 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. More to say about that, and I'll maybe have some cast members in. We're going to have a special cast dinner to celebrate it and then talk about it. And then they'll
have some popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn. And then they'll hand out some of these cards to friends and neighbors, but we are giving them out at our grand opening open house, which reminds me, all week long we're going to continue giving out like a book each day or a ministry resource from our table. And anyone that says, oh, I wish I could have won that Alistair Begg book, that's what we're going to give away today. Alistair.
Nice.
Begg, Brave by Faith, and it comes with a study guide. But if they say, oh, I wish I could have that, if they came here, we have our gift table and they make
a
donation.
I wish I could have that.
Well, if you make a donation of any size, right over there.
I heard it.
Well, if you make a donation of any size, there's a little donation box, and whether it's a dollar or five or 20 or whatever, then just pick one up. So we have a little sign that says, make a donation of any size and choose one item. So
great. And some fortunate person's going to, you're going to draw their name, is that right?
Yeah, so here's Will Lyle, you're our special guest, just pull somebody out. These are people that filled out the...
Oh, you want me to pick?
Yeah. These are people that filled out this little slip, just right, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, he's
good.
Digging in there. Okay, there we go. Who is it and what town? You can say full name.
The town is Mahomet, Illinois, and it's Meg Drennan, I think. D-R-E-N-N.
Oh, Meg, her and her husband, it's M&M, Meg and Mel, Mel and Meg. Yeah, so, okay, so she wins Alistair Begg's Brave by Faith and also a little study guide that goes along with that. So congratulations. They came out to our open house. And, in fact, people came all this past week also when we were filling out slips, giving them gift bags, pieces of that delicious Portillo's cake.
I'll tell you, that is a good chocolate cake.
Cakes. Yeah,
it's worth coming on out for, folks.
So we're located right here at Marketplace Mall. Sometimes we say phone first because some Wednesdays we're not in, or I'm in Springfield, but here we are doing a program. Actually, Lyle just happened to show up, and we said, hey, we'll read your story today. So thank you, Lyle, for being available.
He just walked through the door.
I did was come to get papers to deliver to Decatur.
We appreciate you doing that. And so why don't we just start with the piano tuner.
The piano tutor, my Lyle Clary. As a young lad, I went
You
to,
should say by Lyle Clary,
oh, by
yours
Lyle,
truly.
Yours truly.
Yes.
This is yours truly. As a young lad, I went to Booty Grade School for grades 3 through 8. Booty, Illinois, is a small village about 8 miles southwest of Decatur along the Wabash Railroad, now the Norfolk Southern.
Now, raise your hand up, everyone, if you've heard of Booty before. Have you heard of Booty? I've never heard of that town.
I read the article earlier.
Okay, so you do.
There's a crossroad in, I think it's Virginia, where the three or four states come together, Cumberland Gap. There's a post office there by the name of Booty. There's a girl from East Tennessee, so she
Cumberland
knows.
Cumberland Gap, yeah.
She knows where that is.
Don't talk about that up here. That belongs in the South. Go ahead. Well, carry on, Lyle.
My wife has rallies from that area, so that's
what that's fine.
Local history had it that the town was named after Colonel William H. Booty, an official with the Chicago and St. Louis Railroad, which was later the Wabash. I could find no evidence of this, but through the magic of the Internet and search engine, I found a wealth of knowledge on the Honorable Azariah Booty, a member of the U.S. Congress from the state of New York. Azariah's business was the building of railroads in the eastern part of the United States, principally in the New York Central. He also sat on the boards of numerous other railroads, including the Wabash. Booty would later become president of the Wabash, so it stands to reason, in my estimation, that for this reason, the small village was named for that Booty. The Booty Grade School building was originally built in the early part of the 20th century as a high school for youth who had graduated from the numerous grade schools within a radius of 6 or so miles of Booty. In 1948, that part of the Macon County underwent rural school consolidation. This meant the students of Booty High School would go to Blue Mountain High, and the Booty School would become a grade school. The school was a two-story red brick structure with two large rooms on each of the two floors. A full basement housed the restrooms, a furnace room, and a large all-purpose room that contained the kitchen and cafeteria.
Did you ever go into that furnace room? Those were kind of scary.
Oh, let me tell you, I had the janitor there was an ex-Wabash employee.
Okay.
And he got a burn in an explosion, a boiler explosion.
Oh, my.
And he had a daughter that I went to school with, and he made puzzles out of nails. He'd bend nails. Yeah, I was in that room.
Yeah, those old boilers and how those things work.
Yeah, it was so warm. Now you might be wondering what all this has to do with the title, The Piano Tuner.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering.
And here it is. In each of the four student rooms and in the basement all-purpose room, there stood an upright piano making five pianos in all. As you might know, pianos tend to go out of tune, so once or twice a year, school officials hired a local piano tuner who would come to the school to tune the five pianos, usually in the late afternoon after school was out. One such afternoon, a group of us older boys were waiting for the bus to take us to basketball practice at the Blue Mountain High School gym because the grade school had no gym at that time. As I was waiting, I started hearing a piano note being struck time after time after time. I looked into the room where the sound came from, and there sat an older gentleman with what they call a tuning hammer. Actually, a long-handled wrench used to loosen or tighten individual springs to bring them to pitch. He had removed the top in front of the piano to access the strings, which at one end were wrapped around pegs driven into the soundboard. As an aside, the reason they call it the tuning hammer is it had a little unit on the end of where they could pound the pegs in if they were loose in the wood.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm. Well, while you digress, this is for Rob. You do know that you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish? Okay.
That sounds like a Rob.
Okay. Yeah, Mary has left the room. Okay.
So, I'm back, I guess.
He would tune.
I don't even know what that meant.
Tuna fish?
I know where I live.
Tuna fish?
Yeah.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish? Okay.
Oh, ha ha.
He would continue on with the tuner. He would strike a piano key with
Please, everyone, don't cite that reference if you share that joke today. I heard Mark Burns share that one. I don't deserve or want credit for it.
He would strike a piano key with one hand and pull or push the tuning hammer to pitch using only his ear as a guide after first tuning middle C using a tool called a tuning fork. When struck, the tuning fork sounded the appropriate pitch. More modern piano tuners used the stroboscope, which had a screen that lit up. A series of concentric rings rotated on that screen. When the string reached the proper pitch, the ring stopped moving. I used a similar electronic device to tune my steel guitar. Tuning the piano by ear brought the plain strings into harmony. After he had tuned the piano, the old tuner played a ragtime tune such as Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. I have been a fan of that music ever since. I have a tuning hammer and various other tools to tune my own piano. No, I am not for hire.
That says copyright Lyle Cleary. Used by permission. Lyle, retired communications customer systems engineer, lives on the family farm southwest of Decatur. Summers, he plays pedal steel guitar throughout the Champaign-Urbana area in the Marvin Lee Band. Email him at stickshift37@protonmail. That's protonmail.com, and I know I'll be real happy to hear from you.
And we forgot to do a shout-out for Marvin Lee Flessner, who you are in his band, and he's been healing up. We've been praying him up. He had his leg amputated, and I think he's getting close to being able to get a prosthetic leg. And, yeah, he posts a number of little performances, if you will, or presentations for, you know, on his couch playing his guitar and singing away. I'm a Facebook friend, but appreciate him. And we got to get him in the studio sometime.
Yeah, he's a wealth of knowledge of the history of country music in the area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, well, thank you, Lyle, for submitting this.
Piano
Tuner in the April edition of the Prime Life Times. You can read it online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or you can subscribe and get it mailed right to your home. We have a bunch of subscriptions that go out each and every month, and if you start it this month, it'll go through March of 2023. It's for 12 months. It's $30. $50, and basically that covers the first class postage because we put it in a nice envelope, and it costs, I don't know, about $1.86 or $1.43 or whatever, depending on the pages it gets mailed to you. So if you'd like to subscribe, stop by primelifetimes.com. There's a subscription tab, and then you can fill it out online and send in a check or pay for it right there with your PayPal account or your Visa card or whatever. So, yeah, a growing list of subscribers, and I think we got all of our papers delivered and out. It usually takes about 3 or 4 days, so I think our almost 400 locations, or 403, I can't remember exactly how many we have, they all have the papers all in their racks or on countertops or in the displays that hold our Prime Lifetimes publication. Okay, so let's see, it's Wednesday, so we read some listener letters. So
yeah.
Why don't we start with our special guest, Lyle Cleary, who's our content contributor for this month's Prime Life Times.
Well, thank you. This is from Daryl in Bonnell, Illinois, and I know where Bonnell is. It's down by Litchfield. So
for all
you folks that don't know.
They listen to our Carlinville station, I believe.
It says, I enjoy the music that you play. That's the primary reason I listen. Thank you for all you do.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
You were saying that you were listening to a mandolin or some version the other day that you appreciated, a fiddle or something?
Yeah, it was on a station break. It was Tim Nelson was talking, and in the background was most beautiful mandolin and fiddle, and it just started into the fiddle, and they faded out.
Oh. Yeah.
But it was great music, because
nice.
I'm a bluegrass fan, too. So.
Yeah, we play a variety of music to the glory of God, so we have the old, golden oldie favorites, and then choirs and hymns, and then some of the modern stuff, but not the wilder stuff. We want it to be what we feel is reaching those senior saints and yet those in the 30, 40, 50 range, just a wide range to God's glory. So
well, I like that music.
Yeah.
Can I mention a couple music tunes?
Sure.
I went to my
live radio. You can almost say anything.
I went to a funeral yesterday, my brother-in-law, and they played Alan Jackson's Amazing Grace, a great tune. And Go Rest High on That Mountain.
Nice.
Can't think of it. I'm running a blank. But he wrote it because his brothers had died. Go Rest High on That.
Okay, here's a listener letter from Savoy, Illinois. Thank you for Drs. Lutzer, Reidelnik, and McGee, and for Chip Ingram. It'd be great if Alistair Beggs could be on a little later in the day, but I catch him when I can. And then she has a prayer request, and God bless your staff and ministry.
Yeah, Alistair Begg. In fact, we gave out one of his books today.
Yeah, we did.
Now, depending on where she lives, we do have him at different times. So on WGNJ, 89.3 FM, he's at 9 a.m., so maybe that's later for her, but she probably listens to him at 6:30 in the morning. That's when I hear him just about every day as I'm usually up for laying in bed. He comes on, and then he's also on at 8:30 p.m. on WGNN, so maybe that would work. So if you're unfamiliar, if you're unfamiliar with our program guide, we have three different formats, and so depending on where you live and which frequencies you can access, we have Alistair Begg a number of times. So
good.
Yeah, I appreciate him. Let's see. Here's a little note from Martha from Muhammad. She writes us all the time, and she's written on our response card for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, WLUJ Family of Stations, and she writes, I'm still waiting in the wings, she has in quotations, thought my 85th birthday would be my last one, but just turned 86.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. God keeps blessing me. As long as I'm here, you'll be hearing from me. Well, we appreciate that. Hope I'm able to attend the open house. I remember what a good time was had at your 20th anniversary celebration. And she puts prayers, and that's from Marty from Muhammad. And I'm not sure if she was at our event, this past weekend.
Yeah.
Or a weekend and a half ago.
It's gone on a while.
Yeah, because we're continuing the celebration all week
People
long.
People keep stopping in. I love it.
So, Marty, if you haven't made it, we're usually here 10 to 5. It varies. It never hurts to call first, but Karen can tell you if we're in here or not. Sometimes we're in here doing a program, and then we're out running errands and such, but we appreciate anyone who stops by and sees the work that God's doing here. So we have time for a few more.
Okay. Go, Lyle.
Oh. Here's another one here, I guess. This is from Steve and Alice from Urbana. Mark and staff, I enjoy for sure the late night past 11 p.m. music. Sometimes I keep the radio on all night to wake up to. Mm. Have you considered putting more Paul Wilbur and more Michael Kalianos on the radio? I really like to hear them.
Yeah, that's worship. Some of the messianic praise music. Oh. Paul Wilburn has like Days of Elijah and
Wilbur,
some of those.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, upbeat, good arrangements.
We like to hear them as worship music in the morning.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we got
Shalom.
A variety.
Shalom.
It's always unique on 89.3 when I schedule the music overnight because you have some people that I want to put to sleep, and so I don't have it too upbeat, and yet you have some night crew workers
True.
And overnight staff that are in factories and play. Yeah, so I try to do an arrangement. I usually start the top of the hour with more traditional, sacred hymns or choirs, and then a little more upbeat the quarter hour. And then the third quarter could be some of the messianic or urban or black gospel, mm-hmm. and then I have variety at the top. So I vary.
I think that's great. You think
yeah,
that
I try to
like
think
that.
It through,
yeah.
Just providing that variety.
That's so good.
And so.
That's
okay.
So good, Mark. All right, this is from Carol in Milford, Illinois. This was actually a memorial gift.
Yeah,
in
sweet
honor
Carol.
Of Kathleen Jennings.
She writes us each and every month, a dear, sweet supporter of the station, a sweet person.
She says, I met Kathleen Jennings on a trip to Israel in 2017. I enjoyed listening to her reading voice on 89.3. My sympathy to the family, Carol.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carol. I love to listen to Kathleen read, too.
Yeah, she's a dear, dear friend with the Lord now, but saw John recently and the family. You know, they continue mm-hmm. with their grieving, yet they're all faithful followers of Jesus. So they're healing up and carrying on, and I think it's this weekend that they're having the other service at the graveside.
Yeah, it is.
And so Jason is going to be traveling and sharing during that celebration of life service.
Yeah.
This comes from Jim and Sue from Muhammad. Hi, all, with a big exclamation point. Looking forward to your open house at the mall. Well, we've had it. We're continuing the celebration, and all week long we'll continue to give out some ministry resources.
And
yeah, I think I did see them. There's so many people coming through here. So it was a delight to see all the listeners and continue to stop in and say hi. Time for one more, Lyle.
Well, this is probably the one that's the farthest away from us. This came from Macomb, Illinois.
Oh,
which
yes.
is right on the borderline of your broadcasting area. This is from Stephen Dorcas. Keep on a keeping on. I appreciate the clear gospel teaching from all the speakers, especially Chris Brooks, Janet Parshall, Dr. Jeremiah, and Dr. Jeffries.
Hmm.
This is from Dorcas. We can't hear 89.7 out in the country. So they listen to 96.7 Macomb.
Yeah, and I have some exciting news. We're working on it. We got a huge power increase for 89.7, and so that'll be implemented. We're raising some funds, and we'll go from the 400 watts to like 4,000 watts. So we'll get a much greater, cleaner signal. And Macomb will actually get to have the two options, the Great News Radio format and the WLUJ Family of Stations format. More to say in the coming days, but we're excited about how God's moving us forward into Macomb and providing options. So raising some funds to pull that together, but that'll happen in the coming days. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Lyle Clary, and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.